Welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, powered by Jetro. Each week, we bring extremely valuable accounting and tax tips specific to small business owners. You will be on your way to growing your business and putting more money in your pockets. Here's your host.
Hello and welcome back to another episode. Today's topic, we're continuing our retirement series, and today we're going to be talking about a SEP IRA versus an individual 401k or a solo 401k. Now, before we get into that, this episode is brought to you by Jetro, a digital accounting firm servicing business owners across the country, helping them relieve stress around financials and save thousands in taxes. I am your host and founder of Jetro, Mike Jezoshek. And again, today we're continuing our discussion about retirement options for small business owners. And we have Matt Ruttenberg from Life Inc. Retirement Services back again to discuss this. And the previous episode, we talked about just kind of an overarching idea behind retirement options. What are kind of the options available to owners and what are some scenarios that they might utilize a specific option? And this is the first episode in the future series of where we're talking about the actual retirement plan. So we're going to dig more into the details of specific retirement plans. And today we're talking about SEP IRAs and individual 401ks. So Matt, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Mike.
Awesome. So if we just want to kind of get started, let's talk about this idea. And I think that this, when we originally talked, a SEP IRA, an individual or solo 401k really comes into play when you have, just individual business owners. So not necessarily if you have employees, these might not be the best plans, and we can discuss that. But give us kind of a little introduction about this, both the SEP and the individual or solo 401k.
Yeah. And I wanted to group this, the two of these together, just for exactly what you just said, with a business owner who not necessarily has employees in full-time W-2 sense, but maybe they might even have independent contractors that are 1099 or even outsource some administration work to a third party of sorts. So I think this is a good lumped topic for this. And I think the best way for me to explain this is kind of give you a few scenarios. I wanted to discuss this where there's maybe a solopreneur, meaning it's just one person owning it, but also in the sense of a husband, wife, spouse scenario too, because that kind of lines up in the same scenario as far as IRS is concerned. So, mm-hmm. With rules. So I think let's start with the individual owner. We recently actually just spoke to, I call them solopreneurs, or self-employed individuals. This person was in their early 30s. This was referred to us from a partner. So no employees, outsourced everything to independent contractors, like I mentioned, and had, I believe it was two 1099s, independent contractors, and had some third party variable or, VAs involved. Okay. They had very, very low overhead, mainly an online business. The way they had everything structured, they worked out of their house. And let's just say we'll just ballpark it to about $100,000 of earnings last year, specifically. Okay. They had in the past been putting money towards the SEP IRA, where with the way you calculate the SEP IRA, they were able to put in about $25,000 into the SEP last year, and pretty close to that the year before. But they really wanted to put aside more than that. They were simply capped with the SEP IRA contribution limits. So just as a sidestep here, the way the SEP is calculated, it's basically 25% of your adjusted net earnings, or in depending on which year we're discussing, $58,000 currently, or whichever is less. So it's 25% or that cap, whichever is less. We had the conversation about what their goals were, and honestly, it was mainly since their overhead was so low, they had plenty of room to save. They didn't have to pay themselves too much. So they were looking for another solution on top of the SEP. basically what we did is we started talking about the individual 401k. The individual 401k is calculated a little bit differently. And I guess let's go ahead and jump into that. So we started talking about the individual 401k, or also sometimes called the solo 401k, with the idea of trying to find a solution for them to save more in taxes, but also save more towards retirement. So the way we calculate the individual 401k is, and let's take a step back to the SEP. SEP IRA contributions are employer contributions. They don't come out of the employee's pay. They come from the employer side. So you are capped at the 25%. When we are talking about the individual 401k, imagine an extra layer of ability to save for retirement. You can do now employee contributions. Now you, as the employee, the only employee of your solo company, you are paying yourself. You are able to contribute up to a certain limit, $19,500 currently, in employee contributions. And that's 100% contributions. So when you put in the $19,500, that's your employee contribution. You are also allowed to put in 25% in profit sharing on top of that, which is calculated similarly, or similarly to the SEP IRA. So for this instance, we did the $19,500 plus the $25,000.
Makes sense.
So that gave them a total of around $45,000 of contributions, which is almost $20,000 more in that particular year to be able to contribute into the retirement plan.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point, especially when we talk about S-Corp owners. If you're organized as an S-Corp, we're obviously trying to keep our salary as low as possible. So we're taking a reasonable salary, but we also want to keep it as low as possible. And by lowering that salary, you're eliminating the amount that you can do with a SEP, because again, you know, you're related to that 25%. And so a lot of times, let's say your salary is $40,000 a year. That's a reasonable salary for your rate. 25% of that's going to be $10,000, where with a solo 401k, and that would be with a SEP, where with a solo 401k, you could do $19,500. You could max out your EE, your employee contribution, and then also do the 25% on top of it.
That's
so
correct.
That's a really good point I think you make. And a lot of times when we talk to clients about these options, the first question really comes down to how much money do you want to put in retirement? If you're looking to put $10,000 away and you don't want to put any more away, well, maybe a SEP is fine with that then if it meets your mark. But if your intention is to maximize retirement contributions to the much, you know, as much as legally possible, then that's going to determine kind of which plan we look at too.
That's right. Yep, exactly. The number one question, the first question we always ask is, how much do you want to put aside? And in the last episode, we actually even discussed possibly a traditional IRA, even if they want to go fall below those limits, which is absolutely fine.
Yeah, makes sense. Now, when it comes to the setup and the management of a SEP IRA versus an individual 401k, is there any difference to them? Is one easier to set up? How does that typically look?
So the SEP IRA is relatively easy. It doesn't require any administration, has a lower level of compliance compared to the individual 401k. The individual 401k, as long as you don't have any employees in the 401k space and you have less than $250,000 in that plan, you are not required to file a 5500. The 5500 SF, to be specific, as a solopreneur. But until that point, there is no filing. However, you still need to have a plan document in place on the individual 401k, which is quite easy when we're dealing with no employees, to be honest with you. So the $250,000 limit is when we start to have to file those 5500 forms.
Got it. And when we're looking at a SEP IRA and solo or individual 401k, When do these contributions need to be made by? Do they have to be ran on a regular cadence with your payroll? When typically can you make the contributions to these plans?
Yeah. So because you don't have any employees involved in this situation, there really is no guideline as far as per payroll, or is it monthly? Is it biweekly? And before the SECURE Act was passed in late, 2019, the SEP IRA was the only option for you once you've passed December 31st to be able to contribute for the previous year. So, for example, if you had a year where you needed to look back and do a contribution limit or put a contribution towards your retirement in order to save on taxes, the SEP IRA was the only option because you could contribute up until the day before you file, basically. So if that's in October, you can do it then. Once the SECURE Act was passed in late 2019, that extended into all retirement plans, and more specifically, all employer retirement plans. So the profit sharing piece of the individual 401k, you can now do that up until the day you file.
Got it. So the employer portion you can do after the year's over, but the employee portion would still need to be done.
Correct. That $19,500, for example, would have to be done before the end of the year as far as contribution deadlines.
That's a great idea too, because a lot of times when we look at tax planning, what can we do for tax planning for clients? Most of that stuff has to be done throughout the year. But then we come to tax season and they're like, hey, I have a big tax bill. What the heck do I do? And that's where we've traditionally said, well, we have a SEP IRA as an option there, because we can open and fund a SEP IRA after the year's over, get a tax deduction for it to help minimize your tax bill that you're facing here. So that was kind of the one nice thing with the SEP IRA. When we're working with clients in tax season, that is one option. Now, the solo would technically have to be opened before year end, but you can do the employer contribution after year end if you want to.
Yeah, that's right. And honestly, after the SECURE Act, if you do the employee contribution, then it's set up. But you don't have to set it up as long as you're still doing just the employer contribution. So it could be opened even the day before you file is okay as well now under the SECURE Act.
Okay, got it. So that makes a lot of sense. I think when we're talking with clients and saying, okay, you're a solo business owner, you don't have any employees, you might have contractors, independent contractors, you might have a spouse or something like that. Mm-hmm. What are the best options available to you? And the first question is, how much money do you want to put away? If it's $6,000 or less, just go the traditional route. If we're looking at $6,000 or more, and that number comes into play, if we want to completely max out a retirement option, we're probably leaning towards that individual or solo 401k.
That's right. Yep.
Just because of the SEP has that 25%, it's limited to 25% of your salary. If you're an S corporation, limited to 25% of your salary. So again, you have that conflict where we're trying to keep your salary as low as reasonably. But now we also want to max out a retirement plan. And so that kind of those two butt heads, if we're looking at a SEP IRA, which opens that door for that solo or individual 401k.
That's right. And honestly, when you're looking at the 401k in the 401k world, it's a good rule of thumb. 401ks can be molded a little bit better than the IRA world. So you can lower your employee contribution. You can lower your employer contribution. So you're able to kind of create that on a year to year basis, really, on what you want to do as far as your contribution rates. So gives you a little bit more leeway. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Yeah, I think that's great. I think this is really helpful and really can kind of guide those people down that, hey, I'm an individual solopreneur, as you would call them. What are the options that are available to me? So just to kind of recap, we're looking at a SEP IRA limited to 25% of your earnings. Maximum contribution is $58,000 for 2020. And they're all employer contributions. So the employee doesn't contribute anything. It's just on the employer side.
Correct.
When we look at an individual 401k, we have contributions up to $19,500 on the individual side. And then there's a 25% match up to that same $58,000 in 2021 that the employer can match on that as well. And as far as when we can file these, we can file both a SEP and a solo after the tax year is over. We can make that contribution. The thing with the solo or individual 401k is that the employee contribution would need to be made during the year, but obviously the employer match can be made after the year's end.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Anything else on this kind of topic as far as the SEP IRA and the individual 401k before we cut off today?
Yeah, I did want to talk about a second scenario, mm-hmm. And that would be the husband-wife scenario or the spouse scenario where another recent client actually came to us. They were the one spouse is working for a company who offered a 401k plan for them. And this is the big point I want to get across. One spouse was working, where their 401k, they were not maxing out. They were simply doing the match from the employer. Where the other spouse was, their primary focus was a business that they both had put together, and they were increasing their earnings from year after year. And they wanted to start, saving almost as much as possible from their side business, if you will. The one spouse's income was taking care of all the bills and their entertainment costs. So what we did was we did set up the individual 401k because the spouse was able to be under that umbrella of the individual 401k. Now, as long as you are not, maxing out your 401k limits, you can have as many 401ks as you want. So if you're doing $5,000 in three 401ks, that's absolutely fine. As long as you don't go over that $19,500 current limit that's out there. So the spouse who had the 401k was able to have this secondary 401k along with the profit sharing while getting their 401k contributions and match from the employer. So that is something that is gives you that leeway and latitude to with the 401k world to be able to do that sort of thing.
Yeah, no, I love that point. And that's a lot of times clients will come to us and say, should I hire my spouse in my business? And traditionally we're going to say no, because if you're an S-Corp, you hire your spouse. Now you're paying self-employment taxes essentially for both you and your spouse. And you're much better off just paying the reasonable salary to yourself, taking an owner's distribution and dividends and draws for the rest personally, instead of adding another payroll on there. But that comes with two caveats. One, if you want to max out retirement plans or if you want to contribute to a retirement plan, it's a great opportunity to hire your spouse. And two would be if you have some type of healthcare high healthcare expenses, then there's an alternative option with hiring your spouse. So I think that's a great point, is that, the one time that we do encourage clients to hire the spouses is usually centered around some type of retirement plan. And that's a good segue into it.
That's right. Yeah.
So that was kind of a synopsis on SEP IRAs, individual 401ks. We also in the show notes are going to have an article, a blog post on our site that kind of just digs deeper into the details of these. We didn't want to bore you too much with some of the high-end details of them. So we're just going to put those up in a blog post. So feel free to check out the show notes for links to those. Next, we're going to be talking about a simple IRA and a payroll deducted IRA. And this is, again, just part of a series that we're doing on retirement services. So I just want to thank Matt. Thank you for coming on for another episode. I'm also going to have Matt's contact information in the show notes should you want to reach out to him regarding anything that we discussed today. And I want to thank you guys for listening to another episode, and we will see you. A couple last things before I go. One, don't forget to check out our Facebook group. Simply search in Facebook, Small Business Tax Secrets, and there's going to be a group there that you can join of small business owners just like you, collaborating, asking questions, and working together on this idea of bookkeeping and taxes. And second, I'm extremely excited that we're going to be launching two new programs. To get on our wait list and be an early adapter in this, go to www.jetrotax.com/launch. That's www.jetrotax.com/launch. On there, you're going to be able to join our wait list and be the first to know when we launch these two programs. There's two programs that we're launching. One is the Tax Minimization Program and the Stress-Free Bookkeeping Training Program. These programs are going to be game changers for small business owners, and I'm extremely excited to be able to launch them for you. In them, there's going to be a library of do-it-yourself bookkeeping videos and content. On the Tax Minimization Program, we're going to have a library of tax strategies and implementation guides so that you can implement and fully vet out and push out these tax strategies yourself. We're going to be doing training. We're going to be teaching you how to do this. They're going to have implementation guides. There's also going to be options to ask a pro, unlimited access to our team, a private Facebook group for members to collaborate together, monthly group training, discounted on services and partner services and things like that. So these programs, I'm extremely excited to roll out. I want you to be a part of it. And if you join our waitlist, you'll be the first one to know when we launch them. Again, it's www.jetrotax.com/launch. www.jetrotax.com/launch to join our waitlist to these new programs that we're going to be launching. Thanks again, and we'll talk soon.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast from the team at Jetro. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review on whatever platform you listen to us on and share with other business owners. If you have any questions or future topics you want to hear, email them to tax@jetrotax.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.